Today, we're bringing you a sound from our audiograph archives.
Four bells, table.
Four bells, table. Four bells, table.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? We sent KALW's Linda Jew to meet the folks who keep San Francisco's most iconic public transportation system in working order.
You know, when they pull in at night, they pull up past the switch over here, and we go out and we turn on all the bells and whistles because we don't want anybody driving an automobile out as the cable car comes in. And they let go of the cable, and we say, four bells, table. That means let the car go in reverse, because the conductor and the gripman, they have a set of signals. One bell means stop, two bells means go, three bells means an emergency stop. Stop right now is like somebody fell off. And four bells means reverse.
Four bells, short.
My name is Norbert Failing. I'm a supervisor in the cable car division of the San Francisco Municipal Railway. This car's just come off inspection, so it'll get new grips. It's a California street car, so it'll get two new grips. That way in the morning, it'll be ready to go. And the grip, which is what grabs the cable when you go up and down the hill, is kind of like a big pair of pliers. So the soft jaws of the grip are good under ideal circumstances for about 3 or 4 days. And then we pull the entire grip out, take it apart, check it for wear, lubricate it, and every day we do 3 inspections. The inspections are 15 and 60 days, and we look over everything, lubricate everything. There's a whole list of things that gets done.
Now, my biggest fear when I was growing up was going up those cable cars uphill, because I was always afraid that it would slip back. Somehow I'd lose the grip. I didn't know how it worked when I was growing up, and I was always afraid of being in a cable car that would ran away down the hill.
Doesn't happen very often. Doesn't happen very often, and going uphill hardly happens at all. Even if you lose the cable, they have, well, the car has 3 sets of brakes. Each car has 3 sets of brakes. The main brake is the track brake, which consists of 4 pieces of 2-foot-long straight grain fur that are clamped between the wheels. And when you pull back the big handle on the right of the gripman's position, that pushes those pieces of wood down against the track. That's the main service brake of a cable car. And when you're going down a steep hill with a full load, you can get a nice campfire smell off of those, because they will get so hot that they don't really burn, but they get nice and hot and you can smell them. The people in the 19th century really worked this out well. And while we have occasionally found something we could improve, for the most part, the engineering they did was brilliant. And because the engineers in that time thought in purely mechanical terms, they had an advantage over the engineers of our day, who tend to try and figure out an electronic solution to a problem. And these cars, they don't really need any of that.
It's amazing.
It really is.
KALW's Linda Jew knew a lot about the cable car barn. That's because her dad worked there, and she grew up just around the corner, listening to the sounds of the cars out her bedroom window. Ready for another iconic San Francisco sound? Here's your sneak listen.
Where is the Golden Bridge from here? Can I have your binocular a little bit for a short time?
Oh, I see. Oh, it's a little.
When you get up to the top, you have a 360-degree view.
I got it. I zoomed in. It's perfect. It's perfect.
Think you know what that was and where we recorded it? Give us a call and tell us. 415-264-7106. That's 415-264-7106. We love hearing from you. Thanks so much for listening, and thanks for playing. I'm Julie Kane.